This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A former Obama administration official is leading a team that is now offered to buy the disgraced Weinstein movie studio. Maria Contreras Sweet used to run the Small Business Administration. Reuters says the offer is for $275 million. Now, if the deal goes through, the plan is to set up a majority female board and establish a $30 million fund for victims. Harvey Weinstein denies having engaged in any non-consensual sex. This is the case that may be changing American culture. As we continue our coverage of harassment and assault in the workplace, we check in from time to time with Jillian Thomas, senior staff attorney with the Women's Rights Project at the American Civil Liberties Union. Jillian, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
What's broken beyond the predators themselves? I mean, is the law somehow insufficient?
I think that the law has really gone as far as it can in this area. I don't think there's a lot of misunderstanding about what's illegal. I think we have a cultural problem here and a problem of employers not dealing with that culture.
Not dealing, not enforcing, not informing employees about what's right and what's wrong?
All of the above. And I think a number one thing that employers should be doing that they haven't done is make, aside from putting out policies and having the trainings and doing the things on paper they should do, real accountability. People getting fired. If this stuff is happening, people getting fired. Consequences are what change behavior.
You say the law has gone about as far as it can, and now it's the culture that has to change. But how severe or pervasive does it have to be for it to count as sexual harassment?
In 1986, the Supreme Court announced the standard for hostile work environment harassment, and that is harassment that is severe or pervasive, not both. That's a common misunderstanding. So the severe part is actually easier to understand. A single act could create an unlawful environment if it were severe enough, i.e., an attempted assault or an assault. One is enough. You've got liability there. Pervasive is harder, and it can mean a lot of things. And the legal standard, again, not a model of precision, is the totality of the circumstances. Is it pervasive within the totality of the circumstances? So, for instance, it could be one construction work site where women are surrounded 24/7 by porn and lewd talk and men exposing themselves. And that could be one example of pervasiveness within an environment. Or it could be one woman and one harasser, and the harassment takes place frequently and over a period of years. It has to be severe or pervasive to the extent that a reasonable person would find it abusive. So these men who say, oh, I can't compliment her just once, I can't say anything, no one's going to say that that's illegal.
Always good to talk to Jillian Thomas, the senior staff attorney with the Women's Rights Project at the American Civil Liberties Union. Her book is called Because of Sex. Jillian, thank you.
Thank you.